All right, Jabosai, good morning. Let's begin. We are picking up on today's Daf is Samech Tes 69. But we are picking up in Meretz Hashem. We are picking up the Ma'arava Masnuach, which Rabbi says 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines up from the bottom on Samech Ches Amud Beis on 68b. So, 1 second. Just halacha. Shochan Aruch. There are a lot of good halacha to do today also, if we get a chance. Okay, so let's go. Ma'arava Masnuach in Eretz Yisrael. We had the following version of this dispute. Ravashi says that there is such a thing as birth for limbs. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, there is no such thing as birth for limbs. Now, what are they talking about? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says over here, first of the wide lines, we'll say once the limb exits the mother, it's as if it is born. And therefore, again, even if the Ubar pulls the limb back, that pulling of the limb back does not help in any way. Which effectively is like the position of Rav. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein leida le'ivarim, that halacha lemaisa, just because the limb came out does not mean it's quote-unquote born. And therefore, even if the Uber extends its limb, as long as it pulls it back in, halacha lemaisa, that limb will be mutter. And I will say, that limb being mutter, that's like the position of Ula. So my ben, I will say, what's the nafkamina between these approaches? So in other words, I will say, what's the difference between this framing of the machlokas and the previous framing of the machlokas that we had between Rav and Ula? Iga b'nayhu l'meisar miyit eber shebithnim. I will say the nafkamina would be about what happens if a minority of the eiver was left inside the mother. Look at Rashi. Rashi says over here, l'meisar miyut eiver, second wide line in Rashi, im yatza ruba v'nishar miyut, I would say if the majority of the limb came out, and only a miyut of the limb was left inside the mother, l'lishnabasra dinakit lashan leida haviki yalud. According to the second approach, I will say, second version, which uses a lashon of leida, so if the majority of the limb was born, everyone would agree that halacha lemaisa, the miut inside would be aser. But according to the first version, ultimately again, even those who aser a limb that comes out of the mother only actually aser the part of the limb that came out, but the miut of the limb which was left inside never exited the mother, halacha lemaisa would remain mutter. So the Gemara goes by Jebai Luhu. L'divrei ha'omer ein leida le'ivarim. Was according to the opinion who says there is no such thing as birth for limbs. Then I will say, understand what that means. If there's no such thing as birth for limbs, what that means is when a limb of the animal comes out and is subsequently drawn back in, that limb is mutter. See, if you hold ein leida le'ivarim, hotzia uber es yado vechzira, chazer v'hotzia es yado vechzira, so if the Uber went ahead and extended its foreleg and brought it in, and then again extended a part of the body and brought it in, ad shesh lima l'rubo, they will say to the point that if you go ahead and you look at everything it extended outside of the womb, it turns out that the majority of the body of the animal actually exited the womb. See, well, so what's happening over here is this Uber is sticking out body parts, right, and then pulling them back in. I will say to the point that when you look at everything that extended outside of the womb, the majority of the animal has quote-unquote exited, but has subsequently come back in. Mahu. I will say, what is the halacha in such a situation? Mi amrinan ha-nafik le-ruba. Do we say, well, at this point in time, the majority of the animal has been born, and therefore, again, it's as if the animal has been born, or al dilma kevan dehadr hadr? Or do we say, no, once the limbs were brought back in, then what? It's as if they never left. Im timtilam arkevan dehadr hadr. And if you want to say that once the limbs were brought back in, they were brought back in. Hotzi uber es yado v'chatcha. V'chazer v'hotzi es yado v'chatcha. Ad sheish limo l'rubo mahu. We'll say if the uber stuck out a body part and you cut it off, and this kept on happening until the majority of the body of the uber had exited and was cut off, mahu, what's the halacha? Mi aminan ha-nafik le-rupa? Do we say the majority of the body has exited? Ol dilma ruba b'basachos bo'inon? Or do we say that you need the robe, but you need the robe at once? So what's the halacha? Tashma, b'osay tap of samechtes, ze'aklal, dover she-gufa aser, v'she'ino gufa mutar. So we'll say, what was the principle we learned? The halacha is that if you cut off a piece of the animal inside the animal, ultimately, again, it will be us. So we'll say that was the case in the Mishnah, where I reach into the mother and I cut the spleen or I cut the kidneys. So we'll say in that case, it's going to be us. Or why? Because remember, again, that's effectively Avram and Achai. But halacha lemaisa she'ino gufa, if you reach inside the mother and cut off some part that is not part of her, not part of her body, halacha lemaisa, it's mutter. What is that referring to? The Gemara says, la'asuye mai, lav la'asuye kiyai gavna. It will say, is that not coming to include this type of case that we just said? To which the Gemara says, lo la'asuye kalut b'mai para. No, in fact, that is coming to include the case we'll say that we mentioned yesterday of what? Of a non cloven hoofed fetus. So we'll say, if the mother is carrying a child that does not have split hooves, to teach me that halacha lemaisa, that child, when found inside the mother, is going to be mutter. Va'alibud Rabbi Shimon. Da'av agav da Rabbi Shimon kalod ben para aser. But even Rabbi Shimon says that if, let's say, for example, a cow gives birth to another cow, but the baby cow does not have split hooves, Rabbi Shimon holds that the offspring is going to be aser. Hani miliheicha diyatzala avira olam. When is the offspring aser abosayin? That's only when it was born. However, imo shari, but if you shech the mother, you cut it open, cut her open, and you find the offspring inside of the mother, even Rabbi Shimon will agree that what? That offspring will be mutter. So by Rav Chananya, suppose another case. Hotzi uber esyado ba'azara mahu. This is another very interesting case. Let's say the following situation. Rashi says, you have a shlomim, right? Shlomim. And what happens? The shlomim is inside of the azara of the Beis HaMikdash. And now what happens? We'll say the shlomim happens to be pregnant. The uber sticks its hand out of the mother while in the azara of the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi will say, what's the shayla? So the shayla is, what's the status of the limb that comes out of the mother? Why? So do we say, migo dehave mechita legabi kachim, have nami legabi dehai? So we'll say, remember again, assuming that we're paskining like Rav, which is that when the uber extends its limb outside of the mother, that limb ultimately will be aser. Why is it aser? Baser basade treifa lo sochelun. It's gone outside of its mechitza. So we'll say, so now listen to this interesting case. The mother in this case is a shlamim. She's standing inside of the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Azara. The uber sticks its hand out of the mother. So what's the shayla, Rabbi Hussein? Do we consider as if the limb of the uber has gone outside of its mechitza? On one hand, the mother's standing inside of her mechitza. So do we say that since the mother's inside the mechitza for karbanos, the Gemara says, since again the Beis HaMikdash is the mechitza for sacrificial animals, havi nami legabi dahai. Therefore, it'll also be the mechitza for the uber, and therefore the limb that comes out will still be mutter. Or do we say no for the uber? The Beis HaMikdash is not the mechitza. Why? The mechitzas uber imohi. Because we'll say the mechitza for an uber is what? The mechitza for an uber is its mother. And therefore, as soon as it extends its limb outside of its mother, it's outside of the mechitza. And therefore, again, the limb will be aser. Amar le Abaye, Abaye says, Viti bay lucha kachim kalim b'Yerushalayim. So Abaye says, by the way, you don't just have to ask this question with kachay kadoshim in the Beis HaMikdash. You could ask this question with kachay kachim kalim in Yerushalayim. But remember again, kachim kalim cannot be shechted in Yerushalayim, but they can be consumed in Yerushalayim. So you could ask the same shayla about kachim kalim in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, my time alo kami bay lucha. The mechitzas uber imahu. We'll say, why don't you ask about kachim kalim Yerushalayim? Because you understand that for an uber, the mechitza of the uber ultimately again is its mother. Hachanami mechitzas uber imahu. Therefore, what we understand over here as well, that the mechitza of an uber is its mother. So most of what comes out over here is that halacha l'maisa, sacrificial animal, not sacrificial animal, the mechitza of the uber is its mother. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, whatever the circumstances, if the uber extends a limb outside of its mother, that limb is considered to be as if it is extended past its mechitza, and therefore will be asr. By Ilfa. Ilfa asks another kasha. Hotzi uber es yado bein simen l'simen mahu. Rabbi said, what happens if the uber extends its foreleg in between the two simonim? So Mamish Rabbi say, in this case, you're actively shechting the mother. And the uber goes ahead and extends its leg in between the cutting of the first and second simonim. So what's talacha Rabbi say in that case? Now you understand, of course, a big nafkamina. Essentially, what we're asking over here is, well, let's see. Mahu. Mi mitztarif simen rishon l'simen sheni v'tare midena vela. So we'll say, do we say that essentially, again, we essentially combine the processes of the cutting of the first and second simen? Or as we'll say, once you start cutting the first simen, we're mitztarif the cutting of the second simen with that as well. And therefore, again, the leg that comes out is no longer an avela. Olo, or not. So we'll say, so the essentially what we're really asking over here, we'll say, is, do we look at the act of the cunning of the simanim ultimately again? Well, so you know what this sounds like? This almost takes us back to our previous machlokas of yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atsof, or eina l'shchita elul v'atsof. How do you look at shchita? Is shchita one continuous act, or is it an act which ultimately only culminates at the end with the cutting of the second simen? Amar Rava, Rava says, kavach omer. So we'll say, if we say that the cutting of the first simen combines with the second simen so as to permit the eating of the animal, certainly, and again, what? Certainly, halacha l'maisa, it will go ahead and work to be metayer that limb from the vela. So therefore, I will say, ultimately, what we're saying over here is that halacha l'maisa, in the event that the animal extended the limb in between the first and second simanim, we would view that as if what? The animal extended the limb at the end of the shechita, and therefore again would not be nevela. So the Gemara goes weiter. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, ma'o locho shel zara. But it's another interesting case. Now, at first, we're not exactly sure what this means, but we'll just translate it. Do we have to be choshesh for the offspring of this animal? Now I will say, when we say offspring of this animal, we're talking about a little bit of a different case over here. Mother is pregnant, right? Uber extends its foreleg, okay? Then what happens? Then what happens? Mother is shechted. Animal is born. Animal is born. Now this animal grows up, mates with another animal, produces offspring. Look at Rashi. Rashi is mahu lachosh lezaro. Rashi says over here, shal uber zeh, shahotzi yado, v'nishcheta imo, v'otziu uchai, v'gadal ubala behima v'holid, mau shiyasar, evik yotzi manol menos. So we'll say, we're asking over here, it's a very interesting case. You see, so what you have over here, we'll say, in this case, so again, remember, I take this uber itself, went ahead and extended its leg out of the mother. Then it was shechted. Now it's totally alive, right? It grows up. Mamish meets with another animal. So we'll say, what's interesting about this animal is what? Is that halacha l'maisa, it has a limb, which is aser. So we'll say, you understand this? Meaning the animal, we'll call it the uber animal, has a limb that is aser. Why is the limb aser? Because it extended itself outside of the mechitza. So we'll say, so the shaila is, what is the impact of this aser limb on future offspring of this animal? So the Gemara says as follows. So to which the Gemara says, Hechi dami. Well, what exactly is the case? So if you want to say, both say that, we'll call it the uber animal. Right? The uber animal, now that it's all grown up, if you want to say that it's mating with a regular animal, so my yiryahai di ispe iser, Yotze, afilu ben pakua da almanami. Both say first wide lines, samachtasim dalif. So let's say, if you're talking about that it's mating with a regular animal, then halacha lemaisa, the shaila is not just on this kind of animal. The shaila is in general what we call a ben pakua. Both say ben pakua is when you shecht a mother, open it up, find a viable fetus. The fetus is alive and starts jumping around. Now we'll say, that animal, again, we already established that what? That animal, halacha lemaisa, does not require any subsequent shechita. Why? Because it was permitted ultimately, again, with the shechita of the mother. But this animal does present an interesting dilemma in terms of its offspring. How so? We're going to see this sugi later on. Rabbi Misharshia says, because I will say ultimately again, according to the opinion who says that when it comes to animals, we have to look at the father, not just the mother. Ben Pakua Haba Abehema Ma'al Yasa Havlat Eino Takana. I will say this is amazing. Then I will say if the father is a Ben Pakua, Ben Pakua means the father is this type of animal that technically speaking was permitted with the shechita of its mother. And now father is a child. They will say the offspring of that union, of a ben pakua, another regular animal, is stuck, has no remedy. Why not, they will say? This is actually amazing. Because halach ukviluki rashi, in lo takana, shemitzat aviv in to shechita. Listen to this. Because from its father's side, it doesn't require shechita. Why doesn't it require shechita, Rabbi Osayin? Because from its father's side, the father is already considered to be like yishechted. From the mother's side, it requires shechita. Rabbi Osayin, as we're going to see again, Rashi already points out, this sugya is on ayin hey, we'll see it in just a little bit. Rabbi Osayin, essentially what you have over here, the offspring of a ben pakua and a regular animal is considered to be as if half of its simanim are already cut. If half of the simanim are already cut, such an animal cannot be remedied by shechita. So as such, Rabbi Osayin, the animal has no halachic remedy. See, if you're telling me, therefore, again, the Gemara says, they were talking about a ben pakua, the fact that the animal went ahead and extended its limb outside of the mother is totally irrelevant. In general, we have bigger problems when a ben pakua fathers an animal with a quote-unquote normal animal. Lo tzvicha, so why that's the case? The azal a ben pakua de kavase. Oh, they will say, here's the shayla. One ben pakua goes ahead and mates with another bas pakua. Right? So two ben pakua animals mate. So we'll say, so in that case, by the way, it would appear that halakha l'maaseh, you got it made in the shade. Why? Because it would appear that the offspring of those two animals requires no shechita. But the shayla now says, watch this. Father ben pakua has another issue, which is that when he was in utero, he extended a leg out and pulled it back in. So we'll say now when he's born, he's not only a ben pakua, but what? He has an aver, which is aser al tziyotze. So the problem is, we'll say, this is a very complex family tree over here, right? So we'll say, so what happens? So father ben pakua has a limb attached to him, which is aser. Right? He has a limb which is aser. He now mates with a female bas pakua. They have offspring. So shechita, the offspring, doesn't need. What's the shayla? The shayla is, what's the impact of the father's aser limb on the offspring? It's actually quite incredible. So the Gemara says, mai. So the Gemara says, lo tzicha da azla ben pakua de kavase, mai. Eiver molid, eiver. So we'll say, do we say that essentially the foreleg of the father corresponds to the foreleg of the offspring? And just like the foreleg of the father is aser, so to the foreleg of the offspring is going to be aser. And therefore again, v'chal tichle v'shari. And all you need to do is cut off the foreleg of the offspring, and the animal will be fine. Oh, Dilma, mebalbel zare. Or do we say, we'll say, that's not exactly how it works. In other words, when we say choshishin lezera av, we don't say, therefore, the father's leg is responsible for the offspring's leg. And the father's hind leg is responsible. Rather, again, mebabel zare, we'll say, means that what? The father's seed is mixed into every part of his offspring. So Hadar Amar, he subsequently said, Pshita dem babel zare, we'll say, it's obvious that halacha lemaisa, the father's seed is diffused throughout his offspring. The imkin, because we'll say, if it wasn't like that, then we would say, suma yolid suma, vikitea yolid kitea. Because we'll say, then otherwise what would happen? A blind father would have blind children, a crippled father would have crippled children. Ela pshita demababel zare. Rather, it's clear that what? That the seed of the father is diffused throughout the offspring. Vachikon yivalen, if that's the case, here's the kasha. Behema ba'alma lav mikoach chelav. Sorry, savari goy boyle peima ba'ama lav mikoach chelav adam kasi v'shari. I will say so. In general, watch this: a father has a child, and I will say in that father animal has parts of him that are permitted and parts of him that are prohibited. For example, the father, I will say, has in him what? Chelav and dam, right? He has forbidden fats and he has blood. And what happens? Even though the offspring is the result of that father's chelav and dam, nevertheless, what? The offspring is mutter. Hachinami loshna. Therefore, I will say, even in this case where the father ben pakua has what? Has what? Has a limb which is aser, it shouldn't impact the status of the offspring. O Dilma, trei suri aminon. Perhaps we say no. Perhaps halacha lemaisa, you know, at most Rabosai, two isurim is what the father could pass on to his child, but more isurim not. So the father could go ahead and pass on the isra of chelav, the isra of dam, and it won't negatively impact the child, but he can't pass on anymore. Therefore, if there is an usur limb of the father, that will in fact impact the child. So the Gemara says, Ulaman. Whose opinion does this reflect? Either Rabbi Meir, so we'll say if it's Rabbi Meir, and again, we'll say we're going to see this later on. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion who holds that the Isser Chelev applies ultimately again to the child in utero as well, to the placenta. So the Gemara says, Uleman, either Rabbi Meir, Isser Chelev, Vedam Ika, Isser Yotze Leka. What's the current Rabbi Meir? The Isser of Chelev and Dam applies, but Rabbi Meir does not subscribe to the Isser of Yotze. Either Rabbi Yehuda, Isra Yotze Ikar, Rabbi Yehuda holds of the Isra of Yotze, but Isra Chelev V'dam Leka, but he does not hold that the Isra of Chelev and Dam applies to what? To a child in utero. This nan, Gid Hanoshe Noheg B'Shalil, the prohibition of Gid Hanoshe, applies ultimately again. Rabbi says Shalil literally means to the placenta. What it means is in utero, V'chelbo Aser, and its Chelev will be Aser, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Noheg B'Shalil, V'chelbo Mater, Ella kol mikoach lo aminon dishari. Rather, I will say what you have to say is as follows. We do not assume that the offspring is fully reflective of the koach of the father, and therefore even an offspring that comes from a father, which has a limb which is aser, will be mutter. Say, I will say in this specific case, where again, halocha lemaisa, there must be a very, very specific case where a ben pakua father mates with a ben pakua mother. But the ben pakua father happens to have what? Happens to have what? A limb that is aser alts yotze. That iser does not trickle down to the child, and the child will be permitted. V'hachi kami barilan. And I will say, really what the Gemara is asking is something very different. Mau ligmo es chalbo. I will say, the Gemara is actually asking something different. Look at Rashi for just a moment. We'll say it's Rashi in the wide lines. It's a 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom of the lines. Ella, ha lo kami boile de komi koach la armina de lesar, mishum shavami koach. Ella, eschalbo. In the kiva hi violda, hariu cholev eschalbo, ma'u ba'achila v'hainu lezarot. Boss, listen to this. Shaila is something different. What happens, about say, in this case of Yotze, right? What happens if the offspring was a female? Right? So what happens? The mother is carrying a child. The child extended a limb, pulled the limb back. The limb is aser alts yotze. The offspring happens to be a female. Is her milk permitted or not? So the Gemara says, what's the halacha? Mau ligmo es chabo. Chilev da amalo kever min achai dami v'shari. So we'll say, in general, again, we say, you know what, so we're going to get to this, by the way. Milk is an interesting idea. If you think about it, milk should really be aser. Milk of an animal should be aser. Why? Eiver minachai, right? Or potential dam, which you're going to get to as well, right? So I'll say, interestingly enough, it's not, for reasons we'll discuss. So in general, milk is not going to be eiver minachai. So the Gemara says, ha nami loshna. Therefore, again, would we say the same thing about the milk of this ben pakua animal that also has an iser yotze? O Dilma, hasam islei takanta li isure b'shchita. Hacha, lesli takanta li isure b'shchita. Or Rabbi will say, do we say normally no? The reason why milk is permitted is because, technically speaking, the animal could be rendered absolutely permitted through shchita. Rabbi will say, in this case over here of the ben pakua animal, the animal cannot be rendered totally mutter b'shchita. Why not? So first thing, I will say, the animal doesn't need shchita. But there's a different issue over here, which is what? That ultimately, again, the limb, which extended outside of the mother, can never be made mutter. In other words, remember, we paskin like Rav, that once that limb goes out, that limb forever remains usser. So maybe therefore, halacha l'maisa, the milk should be usser as well, to which the Gemara says teiku. Well, it says, therefore, again, the Gemara kind of leaves this question about the milk of the bas pakua animal, which has a prohibited limb. Does that prohibited status of the limb transfer to the milk or not? The Gemara does not seem to answer that particular question. So the Gemara goes weiter. Choteich mi uber. See, Rabbi Yosef, if you remember again, the Mishnah said, if you reach inside the mother and cut a piece of the fetus, so the fetus remains permitted. But if you cut some internal organ of the mother, ultimately, again, that part remains asur, alts ever minachai. So the Gemara says, Minal, where do we know this distinction? So, dichse v'cho behema mafrasas parasa. Behema, ba behema, l'rabo says havlad. Because again, it says behema, ba behema, ultimately that comes to include the animal in utero. So, elimi'ata yamirubo. But say if that's the case, that the animal in utero is considered to be a bona fide behema, so you should be able to do tumura with it as well. Alama tnan ein mamirin lo ivarin boobrin, lo obrin beivarin, lo ivarin boobrin bishleimin, lo shleimin bahen. You know, we see that what? You can't do tumura, right, which is an illegal exchange. You can't do tumura with an Uber, with an Uber. Ela omer kra v'chol behema l'rabos hasavlad. Rather, Rabbi Osei, the pasuk says v'chol behema to come to include ultimately again the uber. Se'ihachi afilu chotech minatchol uminaklayos nami. Rabbi Osei, if that's the case, and even if you reach into the mother and you cut off a piece of the kidneys or the spleen, that should also be mutter. Alama tnan. Why did we learn in the Mishnah chotech min ha'uber sheve me'eha mutter ba'achila? If you cut a piece of the child in utero, it's going to be mutter. It's going to be mutter ba'achila, minatchol minaklayos aser ba'achila. But yet, if you cut off a piece of the spleen or the kidneys, or I will say, for that matter, any internal organ of the mother, it's going to be aser atz even minachai. So amakra osa shlema v'lo chasera. But in order for the animal to be mutter, it has to be osa. Osa means it has to be complete and not deficient. It's actually an interesting case. If that's the case, if you shechted the mother and you open it up and you find inside of it demus yona, we'll say demus yona means you find something that looks like offspring, but it doesn't look like the typical offspring of the animal. Instead, it looks like a bird. So we'll say, in other words, you find some deformed offspring inside the mother that is clearly, again, I know it's offspring because it's growing inside the mother, but it clearly does not resemble the mother in any way. It should be permitted, right? It should be permitted with the shechita of the mother. Alama amar Rabbi Yochanan hashochet es habehema umatza ba demusyona asar ba'achila. Yet Rabbi Yochanan said that if you shecht the mother and you find inside of it a demusyona, it's going to be asar. To which, why is that, Rabbi Yochanan? Amud beis ba'ina parsos v'leka. Because we'll say halacha l'maisa, it has to have parsos. So we'll say parsos means that halacha l'maisa, it has to have the simanim of a kosher animal in order for the offspring, ultimately again, to be kosher with the shechita of the mother. It has to have the simanim kashros of the mother, i.e., split hooves and chewing its cud. Elam yata kalut b'may behema l'sar. If that's the case, we'll say that if you have an offspring that has uncloven hooves inside of the mother, it should be aser. Hot honey dried bishwar bishimin ben yochai. Parsa bebehema tochelu. Yet, I will say, halacha l'maisa. We learned that what? Parsa bebehema tochelu. Remember, we learned this already, which is what? That even if you have an offspring inside of the mother that has one hoof, i.e., the hooves are not split, that halacha l'maisa, that animal will be kosher. I will say, that animal is kosher when? When? When you find it inside the mother, if it's born, then at least according to Rabbi Shimon, it will not be kosher. Rather, again, Rav Simi Bar Ashi Amar the Olam Kidika Amrit Meikara. Rather, Rav Simi Bar Ashi said Halacha L'Maisa, use the first drasha we espoused. I bita kashi lacha ein mamirin. But I will say, I had the question you had before. If that's the case, that it's really a behema, then why shouldn't you be able to do tamura with the Uber as well. Hamani Rabbi Shimon he demakish tumura the meiser. What says Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon equates tumura with meiser behema. Ma meiser inonoig beivarim veubrin. What says just like meiser behema does not apply to limbs or to animals in utero. I have tumura inonoheges beivarim veubrin. So to tumura, what says doesn't apply to what? To limbs and to animals in utero. Umina temra. And I will say, from where do we know this? From where do we know this? This nan, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Fadlo b'mukdashna omer ragla shalzu ola, kula ola. So what Rabbi Yosi says as follows. When it comes to karbanos, Rabbi Yosi, if a person says, we've actually had this before, if a person says, the leg of this animal should be an ola. So we'll say, if you're makdish a leg, then what happens? Kula ola. The entire animal is vested with ola sanctity. Af, kishiyomar regel shalzu tachas zu, tehei kula tumura tachtel. So to the Rebbe say what? When you go ahead and you say, the leg of this animal should be a tumura for another animal. So we'll say so again, the entire animal should become a tumura. Suleman kamahadile. So we'll say, who is he responding to? Ilema the Rabbi Meir, v'Rabbi Yehuda, mi islei hai svara. So we'll say, if you want to say it's Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, do they even hold of this svara altogether? V'hatanya, we learned, yachal ha'omer ragla shalzu ola, te kula ola. I might have thought that's what? That if a person says the leg of this animal should be an ola, that the entire animal becomes an ola. Tamulomar kol asher yitein mimenu la'Hashem ye kodesh. So Rabbi will say, they hold, the pasuk says, anything that you will give of it to Hashem will be kodesh. Mimenu kodesh, kula kodesh, v'lo kula kodesh. See, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda actually hold that what? That halacha l'maisa, you can have a case of if you're makdish the leg of an animal as an ola, that does not automatically make the entire animal an ola. In fact, again, halacha l'maisa could very well be that what? Only the leg is an ola. Yachal teitzei l'chulin. So if that's the case, if only the leg is an ola, maybe the rest of the animal goes out to chulin. Tamud l'amar yihyeh. Therefore, Rabbi said the pasuk says yihyeh, it shall remain in its state. What does that mean? Okay, so Rabbi says, so I don't understand. So how does this work? Here's what you do. Timake letzarchei olos. So Rabbi says you sell the animal, and the animal itself, meaning the actual animal itself, should preferably be used for olos. Vidameha chulin, and ultimately, again, the monies received from that sale are chulin animals. Chutz. With the exception of what? With the exception, ultimately, again, of the one limb that you were actually makdish. Jivri Rabbi Meir, v'Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. So we'll say, so you see, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda hold that halacha l'maisa, if you're makdish one limb of an animal, that hekdish status, in fact, does not spread to the rest of the animal. Only that one limb is kodesh. Sell off the animal for the purpose of a karban. Money becomes chulin, with the exception of the value of that one limb. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Omrin, minayin l'omer ragla shel ola zute kula ola. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon will say, disagree with our main Rabbi Yehuda. They say that if halacha l'maaseh, you say the one leg of this animal should be an ola, that the entire animal becomes an ola. From where do you know that? From Talmud Lomar, Yihyeh, the Rabbo says Kula. We'll say, they darshin, the word Yihyeh means that when you are makdish, the leg of an ola, we'll say, what happens? The entire animal becomes an ola. Incredible. The entire animal becomes an ola. So the Gemara says, Leman, either, so we'll say, who is he responding to? Either Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Mi isluhu hai svara. So I say, if you say these ones, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, they don't hold that one leg makes the entire animal an ola. Elalav the Rabbi Shimon. Rather, they are responding to Rabbi Shimon. This Gemara says, Lo, Rabbi Yosi, I'm sorry. Elalav Rabbi Shimon. Rather, will you say that they are responding to Rabbi Shimon? Lo, Rabbi Yosi, taima dinav sheikamar. Rather, Rabbi Yosi, you have to say that Rabbi Yosi is ultimately holding of his own svara. So I say, so first of all, in this, you should know, it appears that we are holding like the first opinion, that halacha l'maaseh, if you're makdish the leg of an animal as an ola, being makdish the leg is not tantamount to being makdish the animal in its entirety. Therefore, what do you do with an animal whose leg has been mukdash? you sell the animal for purposes of a shlamim or of an ola, money becomes chulin with the exception of the value of that one limb. Now, both say, halacha lemaisa, closing out this sugya. So what do we do in the case of yotze? So Rabbi say halacha lemaisa, starting with the simple case, which is, we already said a lot of this yesterday, but just to close out the sugya, halacha lemaisa, if the head of the animal comes out, right, comes out of the mother, then everyone agrees that what? That animal is like it is born, and even if it subsequently retracts the head back into the mother, the animal is considered to be yolod. The animal is considered to be born. But we'll say nafkamina for our purposes, head comes out, head goes back in, you then shecht the mother. What's the status of the fetus? Requires its own shechita. It is not niter, it is not permitted with the shechita of the mother. Rabbi say, what about the other case? Listen to this. So Rabbi say, you look at this on your own. This is in Shulchan Aruch, Yaradeya Simen Yud Dalet. It's an easy read in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi say, I'll just tell you one halacha. Hotzi yado vechzira. Rabbi say, what about the case of Yotze, where the animal extended a limb, right? Then brought the limb back in prior to shechita. Mashi yatsa min ha'evar lochutz aser. Rabbi say, whatever comes out of the animal is aser. Whatever comes out, so we'll say, we paskin like Rav against Ula and Rabbi Yochanan. Ava mash nisher menem mibifnim, umakom chatoch mutter. So we'll say, so again, the Shulchan Aruch, essentially, I'll tell you this outside just because of time. So we'll say, we accept the distinction that we made yesterday, which is that what? That halacha lemaisa, if the animal extended the limb, so everyone agrees that what? That the limb that exited the mother will be aser. Will be asr al tziyotze. Now Rabbi say the nafkamina is what? Is did the animal retract the limb back inside before or after the shechita? If it pulled it back in before the shechita, then what? Then halacha lemaisa, you cut off the limb at the area that is flush with the opening of the womb. If, however, halacha lemaisa, the animal only retracted the limb after the shechita, then what? You have to move up the cut just a little bit. One more case. Im yatsa rov ha'uber, harehu ki yolud. Vim yatsa chetsya v'rov eivar, o shiyatsa ruba m'yut eir, harikla. We'll say another interesting case. If ultimately, again, the majority of the uber came out of the mother, if the majority of the uber exits, halacha lemaisa, as if the uber is born, and therefore, again, I will say, for our purposes, even though a miut remains inside of the mother, halacha lemaisa, if the majority comes out, it's as if it's born, and halacha lemaisa, again, the uber will require its own shechita, will not be neter with the shechita of the mother. Good. There's a lot more in that simen, but like I said, you'll look at it on your own. We'll say Mishnah. Hamevakeres hamekashe leled. It was an interesting case. A mother that is giving birth to a firstborn child, giving birth to a bachar. So we'll say, what's talacha? So as if the, now watch this case. The bachar is coming out. Mechatech ever ever. So we'll say, so technically speaking, you could cut off one limb at a time, right, from that animal. Umashlich leklavim, and you could throw it to the dogs. Now, we'll say, now what is this talking about over here? What it's saying over here is, as each aver comes out, that animal does not yet have kedushas bechor, does not yet have firstborn sanctity. Because of that, technically speaking, you could cut off limb by limb and throw it to the dogs if you want to. However, yotze rubo, once the majority of the animal comes out, harei ze yikaver. Ultimately, again, halacha lemaisa, once the majority animal comes out, then if you cut off the limbs, you can't throw it to the dog. Rather, again, you'd have to bury them because they have bechor sanctity. V'nifteres min ha'bechorah. And Abba say, halacha lemaisa, the animal that comes after that first animal will be exempt from bechor. In other words, that any subsequent animals don't have the status of bechor. So let's analyze this a little bit. Itmar, yotza shlish u'machra ba'ovikam. An interesting case. A third of the animal comes out of its mother, and you sell the first third of the animal to a Gentile. The chazav yatsa shlish acher, the Rabbi will say the second third comes out. Now obviously at the time the second third comes out, the Rabbi will say what happens? Once the second third comes out, halacha lemaisa, now a majority of the animal has exited the mother. So what happens? Amar Rav Huna,
Kadosh. So both says the shaila is, what's the status of this animal? So Rav Huna says it's Kadosh, Rabba says it's not Kadosh. What's happening over here? I'll say, look at Rashi. Rav Huna or Kadosh, Becharze, Vekari, Vegabi, Mizbeach, Vnita, and the coins. So we'll see, Rav Huna says that this animal has Kedushas Bechar. Rabba says the animal does not have Kedushas Bechar. Rav Huna Amar Kadosh. Rav Huna says the animal is Kadosh. Why? Kasavar lemafreya Kadosh. Because Rav Huna will say that ultimately, again, the Kiddusha of this animal extends retroactively. Therefore, I will say, when the second third comes out, it turns out that even the first third is going to be Kadosh, even though you sold it to an Akum. The Chivan denafek leruba, we'll say once the majority of the animal exits the mother, igloi milsalam afreya, it turns out retroactively it's been clarified, to make kar of a Kadosh, that this animal was really Kadosh from the beginning, and therefore what? Umay dizavin lav klum zavin. And we'll say that which you sold is absolutely irrelevant. Rabba Amar Eino Kadosh. Rabba says the animal is not Kadosh. Why? The Gemara says, Kasavar Mikan Ulahaba Kadosh. Kasil Jabosai is actually, we'll say, it's fundamental machlokes. What's the fundamental machlokes? When does Kiddushas Bechar set in? Jabosai, everyone agrees that Kiddushas Bechar begins when? At the time that the majority of the animal exits the mother. The Shaila is, what happens when the majority exits the mother? So I will say, Rav Huna will say that when the majority exits the mother, that Kiddushas Bechar is retroactively chal when? When? To the beginning of the birth. Rav Huna will say, sorry, that was Rav Huna, Rabbo will say that the Kiddush of the Bechar only begins at the time that the majority of the animal comes out of the mother. Therefore, again, I will say, in this case, where you sold the first third of the animal to an Akum. So Rav Huna will say, once the second third is born, so the animal has Kiddushas Bechar, once it has Kiddushas Bechar, that Kiddush retroactively goes back to the beginning of the birth. If it goes back to the beginning of the birth, then what? Then what? Then halacha l'maisa, the sale to the Akum is totally void. The sale to the Akum is totally void and meaningless. Masha'enkin Rabba will say that halacha l'maisa, the Kiddusha of the Bechar only begins when? When the majority comes out. The problem is by the time the majority comes out, the first third has already been sold to the Akum, and therefore again, the animal has no Kiddushas Bechar. So we'll have to stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Hashem with this machlokes tomorrow. Great, right.